الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه.
Quran Quest, a program on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters across the world, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we study the verses of the Quran one by one to learn from them and to practice them. And of course, to help us with that important mission, we have our dear brother Sheikh Habib Za'atar. First of all, Sheikh Habib Za'atar, assalamu alaikum. Secondly, to you and our audience, congratulations. We just passed the birthday of Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam. May our lives and the lives of our parents be sacrificed for him. But we are also a day away from the demise of Lady Zainab, salamullah alayha. So congratulations on what passed and condolences on what we have waiting for us tomorrow.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, thank you very much. We're on chapter 68, Al-Qalam, the pen, with Brother Habib. Let's listen to verses 17 onwards, and we'll be back for the discussion. Don't go away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. Indeed, we have tried them as we tried the companions of the garden, when they swore to cut its fruit in the early morning. Without making exception.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just listened to verses 17 onwards from chapter 68, Al-Qalam, or the pen. So, Brother Habib, the chapter starts by telling the Prophet to ignore the wrongdoers, and it introduces the wrongdoers as those who call the stories of the Quran as mythical myths from the ancient times. It says that they will be punished for their for what they do, like the people from Bani Israel, who had these gardens that had a lot of fruits, and they had decided not to let a single one of these pieces of fruit get to a poor person, and God punished them for that by raising their farms. Then it says they did not make any exception. Then a visitation from your Lord visited it while they were asleep.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Like we mentioned before, we're talking about this group of people from Bani Israel who, of course, in some narrations, for example, in Tafsir al-Qumi, and other than Tafsir al-Qumi, in Sunni interpretations as well, is mentioned that they were from Yemen.
Mm-hmm.
Right, this group was in Yemen. They had this garden, and this garden was fruitful. It had various fruits. It was very big. And they wanted to keep it for themselves, not to give it back to the poor. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to talk about the story. He states, Azza wa Jal, without making exceptions. Here there are three interpretations to this meaning. The first one is that they did not say inshallah.
Mm-hmm.
They did not believe, or they were kind of, not, it was not that they did not believe. It was that they kept it out of their mind. They forgot that everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
They felt so strong.
Exactly.
They forgot God subhanahu wa ta'ala.
This happens to us a lot.
Yeah.
This happens to us a lot. That we always forget the fact that everything is in the power and will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
It is your actions. Don't misunderstand. It is your actions. But at the end of the day, who gave you the power to do these actions?
And also there are many factors that are out of our hands that can affect the final outcome. Like, yeah, our actions were fine.
Yeah.
But the final outcome depends on those factors that we don't control, yeah, like the weather, for instance, on Sunday.
That's
going to have to stop you there because it's the time for break. No. All right, let's go for the break.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, broadcasting from Iran on IRIB English Radio. So you said that they did not make any exception. Could have one of three interpretations. One of it is that they felt so powerful that they didn't even think about the God, that the God could change the results. What is the second?
The second one is that they did not make any exceptions from the fruits that they wanted to give to the poor. So they were like, it's not like they can't.
Not even a single
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. It was like they came into the garden like, all right, we're going to bring them all down. All right, we're going to harvest them all.
Pick them all,
and then we're not gonna give anything. Not like at least the apples, or let's just say like half of the apples.
Nothing. Or at least the ones that aren't so good.
Yeah. So that's the second interpretation of that.
Sounds like it makes more sense.
Really, all of them make sense. I don't know. The third one is that they did not change their mind. There's no exception between them and their mind.
There was
no
brothers. Change of mind.
Not the two brothers, the group. I don't know how many they were.
Uh-huh, okay. I thought they were two brothers.
No, they were a group. I don't know. Uh-huh. But they were brothers, as some interpreters state. Uh-huh.
So they were unanimous in their decision.
Yeah, it was like, we're not going to give to the poor. Yeah. We're going to keep it to ourselves.
And then God subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then a visitation from your Lord visited while they were asleep. This is the thing that they hadn't thought about.
Yes. They were asleep, mm-hmm. and then fire came and burned everything away.
And they didn't even feel it.
They didn't feel it.
So by dawn, it was like a harvested field. At dawn, they called out to one another, get off early to your fields if you have to gather the fruits.
So they wake up in the morning, and they're like, yalla, it's time. Let's bring down the fruits, let's pick them, and then let's keep them to ourselves.
So off they went, murmuring to one another, today, no needy man shall come to you in it. These people are quite cruel. I mean, proud.
Excuse me. Don't call them out. Don't call them out. When us human beings living at this time also have this kind of, this kind of concept. I mean, let's be true to ourselves. I'm not going to bring out any examples. I'm not going to talk about anything. I'm just going to talk about the notion. The idea that when you have something valuable in your eyes, you have that valuable thing in your eyes, right? It's like, let's say it's a bag of chips for a child, or ice cream for a child. They rub their hands together and they say, I'm not going to share it with my brothers. I'm not going to share it with my mom. I'm not going to share it with my dad. I'm going to be eating the ice cream by myself. This is just a small example of bigger things. They get money. They get wealth. They start rubbing their hands. I'm not telling anyone. I'm keeping it to myself. No one should know my assets, my values, my. No one's going to know. I keep it to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And in all honesty, when one returns to himself, one returns to the nafs, and really just ponders and reflects upon themselves, they know that they have, to some extent,
characteristic,
greed or this lust or this desire, self-interest.
I don't think many people are at this level of greediness.
I don't know, Hassan. I conflict. Like, you could be a believer and you have this.
Mm-hmm.
You could be. It's not only like with wealth. It could be various things.
Mm-hmm.
It could be various things. We only bring up the examples of like a large amounts of monies.
Of course, the final goal is always to reflect at ourselves and find the problems within ourselves. You're absolutely right. Maybe sometimes like some people have knowledge and they're not willing to share it with anyone. They're not willing to help someone. Or they can be a mentor to their subordinates, but they're not willing to do that. So these can be examples of such behavior.
Like giving back to the community is an obligation. Islamic, when you look at the Islamic jurisprudence and you look at the Islamic teachings, you understand that there's not only obligations on as an individual, but you look at your obligation towards community. Giving back to community is considered to be an obligation to some extent, whether it be it in zakat, whether it be in giving to charity.
Mm-hmm.
And like even to the extent of if you have something, if you have salt, there was a saying, I think, that we once talked about this on the show, that if you have salt, like the cheapest thing right now, right? If you have salt and you don't give it, then it's going to be considered as a bad action.
To someone who needs it.
Yeah, to someone who needs it.
Can I stop you there for the break? We're going to take a short break and we'll be back for the discussion. Don't miss out.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verse 25 of chapter 68 of the Quran. Brother Habib, just before the break, you were talking about the importance of giving back to the community. The community is very important in Islam, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And again, like we said that giving to like even salt, smallest of things, is considered to be, if you don't do it, it's considered to be a bad action. There's a story of Nabiullah Musa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to send down a famine on Bani Israel. So Nabiullah Musa told the people of Bani Israel about this famine. So what did they start to do? They started making holes in the walls. And they started sending food down from house to house, like holes on your neighbor's house. So they started sending down.
They started passing on food.
So that everyone one house could to eat another. For the community all together, so it could be, you know, full. It could have food. It's not needy.
Mm-hmm.
So the due date of the famine arrives and there's no famine. So Moses receives a revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revived or has, sent his mercy and blessings upon this nation, upon your the nation for that action.
Mm-hmm.
Having mercy on your community has a lot of goods. I mean, like even when during these difficult days of, you know, the economical situation around the world is in a difficult place, without having mercy on others, like you're a landlord, you should have some mercy on your tenant. For example, you have a car, have mercy on your neighbor that doesn't have a car, on your path, on your way, you know,
aid him. Pick someone up.
You know, the story, it's an Arab example. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a woman enter heaven because she was merciful to a cat. How about a human being?
Mm-hmm.
It's an expression, I'm not saying it's a saying. But, you know, the giving back to community has its virtues, it has its high statuses, it has its goods to it.
It makes life much easier.
It really is, you know. I would rather live in a community where I'm not the richest person in it, but at least people around me are all healthy, are all happy, are all, you know, living their good life. Living a good life, you know, it's not the living bad. Then being rich, having everything underneath my hand, the biggest of houses, the best of cars, the best of foods I'm eating.
While everyone else
and then
suffers.
I'm living in a community where people are dying from hunger, where people are, you know, struggling to have ends meet. It's going to hurt me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Even as the rich person, even if I had no conscience, like it's going to hurt me. Why? Because people are going to be wanting to hurt me. They're going to be envying me for what I have.
And it's not even a nice life anyway. Thank you very much, Brother Habib. We always enjoy talking to you. Today we talked about the importance of community, of giving back to the community and remembering the weaker ones in our community. It can be so effective that God can postpone a famine. Thank you very much, Brother Habib. We always love talking to you, and thanks to our wonderful audience for being with us. If you missed it, don't worry. You can always download an archive of this episode and all our previous ones from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Till next episode, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Quran Quest, a program that answers your Quranic questions.